Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. You know, this Memorial Day weekend is, it's more than just a chance to enjoy some time on the green. It's really an opportunity to be able to give back to those who serve. And One Golf Initiative is making a very powerful impact, raising millions to support the families of veterans and first responders. It's called Patriot Golf Days. It's a grassroots fundraising effort from Fold of Honor and right here in North Texas. One local course is actually leading the charge. Joining us now is Mark Cote. He's a longtime PGA of America golf professional and the head golf pro at Hackberry Creek Country Club in Irving. Mark, how long have you been involved in Patriot Golf Days?
I got on board at the beginning, really started getting deeply involved starting in 2009, and things have just progressed over the years. Was lucky enough to meet the man that started the Folds of Honor, Captain Dan Rooney. But the passion that he has, he's a golf professional as well as all my brothers and sisters that raise funds for the military. Just we are all proud to be a part of and to have a small part in giving back. And that's what it's about for us.
Why is this important then?
You know, for multiple reasons. I mean, we wouldn't be playing golf if it wasn't for our fallen heroes. And they gave the ultimate sacrifice. And, you know, to give back to their families is just a really small token. It's very small compared to what they did for us. But it makes us feel like we're contributing and they're part of our family and vice versa. You know, for me personally, my son's been in the Navy for 4 years. And so I have a little connection there as well. But, you know, I'm indebted to those folks, and I feel like most of us feel that way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And just speaking of, for those of us who do feel that way, for our listeners here in DFW, you know, what's the best way that they can get involved, whether they're golfers or just supporters of veterans and our first responders?
Right. I mean, I think there's multiple ways. We're a private club, and so we're, you know, doing an initiative with our membership. I'm fairly new. I've been here almost a year, and it's my first year of doing something with my club, and those things will keep growing as I get to know their members. They're very supportive and understand what we're trying to do, but we're not the only club doing that. All the clubs across America are doing that on this weekend and many other weekends, mostly on Memorial Day weekend. That's the weekend that we target, but there are some that are doing things at various times of the year as well. And they have, there's different ways that they're fundraising. There's public courses, resorts, private golf courses as well. They might, you know, have held golf tournaments in the past. We're doing a raffle at our facility. There's golf-a-thons going on as well. So there's multitude of different ways. And so even if you're not a member at Hackberry Creek Country Club, you also can look at your nearest club in your area or go on the Folds of Honor website, and you can donate through there as well.
How many golfers around the country would look at an entire day where they could say from sunrise to sunset, I'm just going to hit the links all day long? That sounds like heaven for a lot of people.
Right. You know, I'm not sure how many would do that, but I know that there are passionate people that do that type of thing. I've done it before. I'll do it again. And, you know, that's just an avenue or a way of doing that. You know, you have some incredible people that have incredible ideas. And luckily, we're in communities where, you know, there's a strong bond as far as what we're trying to achieve. And they see that the value and the importance of being a part of this. So.
You know, I also understand that PGA of America's Reach Foundation, they support a really powerful program that's called PGA Hope. How does that tie into the mission, and what does it look like in action for you all?
Yeah, that's another facet. You know, we talk about the Folds of Honor and the money going to the children of our fallen heroes and trying to help them with their education. But PGA Hope is more of giving hope to veterans, to active military, where, you know, golf is used as an avenue to go in a different mindset, to do something different, enjoyable, to get them to enjoy life. And so, you know, the cool thing or the amazing thing is that we do it for no charge. We do it for the love of the game, to bring excitement, joy, a change of life and pace for both our active and retired military, and to give back to them. And it's a wonderful program. I mean, there's 6 to 8 weeks of education, teaching, learning. Some have disabilities, and we're MacGyvers in a way. We find ways to make them enjoy the maximum that they can enjoy the love of golf, and to do well, and then get them on the golf course and just loving the game. So proud of that too.
It sounds like just like a great way to introduce a lot of people to golf that might not have discovered it before.
Yep, that's one piece. Introduce them to it. The other way is to there's many ways to play the game, and to get them to realize that they might be limited in some areas, but they might have opportunities in others, and can still do well for themselves. And we're there to try and facilitate that for them.
Yeah, like you said, you have some really just unique ways to get people out there on the courses. And now you guys have something else, the Hero 100 Golf Marathons, or the Roundup campaigns. How has that also resonated with the players and the families that participate?
Oh, they're grateful that we give that kind of effort and commitment to raise funds for our military and for our heroes. They're just so grateful that we have so many different avenues and ideas. That's why you mentioned several programs. There's just not one thing. There's many things.
Yeah.
And so we, our goal is to try and get everybody involved. The more people involved, the more that we can do good for our military and give back, really.
Tell us what you know about the Folds of Honor Foundation.
It was started by Captain Rooney. He started small. He just wanted to give back, and really, he'll be the first one to tell you that his idea not only came to fruition but expanded tenfold, bigger than he ever could imagine. I mean, he got Jack Nicklaus to redesign one of his courses, his family golf course, for free. And that's how passionate that he is about giving back to the military as well. So just unbelievable idea. That man is selfless. He's a terrific human being, just a wonderful person. He's an active military as well as being a PGA golf professional. So he's on both sides of the fence, and just a dynamic person that has so much energy and love for the game of golf, but and also for the military. And from there, we all stood behind him and supported him, and just this thing has grown exponentially because of that.
How much money have the Patriot Golf Days raised over the years? And it's not just money raised, but it's money given out, right? You also have a scholarship, right? Foundation.
Yep, I don't have the exact number. We'd have to research that, but it's in the millions.
Wow.
That
is incredible.
He's done a wonderful job.
As people want to be giving this weekend and make an impact and remember the sacrifice that our Patriots have given, where can our listeners go to learn more about Patriot Golf Days?
They can definitely go on Folds of Honor, I think it's .org, to get more information. And they actually can look up to see what events are closest to them and participate that way. So, and then we, like I mentioned, we won't be the only club that'll be supporting Folds of Honor this weekend. There'll be couple thousand clubs across the nation that'll be doing the same thing.
Very cool. All right. That once again is Mark Cote. He's the longtime PGA of America golf professional with us here on KRLD. We appreciate the time.